watching this.
Yeah, well, I'm actually in the dining room. I'm not in bed.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. But it normally it's in a more fun place than where you are. So.
Yes, but I tell you, I don't think I could have gotten to the 38th Street this morning from where I am, of two blocks away.
Yeah, 8 inches, eh?
Yeah, it was a little deep today.
Wow. Well, everybody in Denver, just stay bundled up or go outside and have fun in the snow. Make some snow angels.
Yeah, it's a little chilly, too. It's about, I don't know, 15, 20 degrees.
Ugh.
And Keith should be joining us here fairly soon.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought for sure you were going to start off with your idiot of the week.
I've got so many.
Yeah.
I 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got like 5.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Well, all I can say is that Kraft probably should have gone to Disney World instead of Vero Beach.
You know, what amazes me? The guy's worth $6 or $7 billion. If you're going to cheat on your girlfriend, just get a mistress and spend a little money and get in her apartment. Why would you go to a strip mall massage parlor?
I don't know. Maybe that's why they call it strange.
For $79.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, it's just, you just gotta wonder, man.
Of course, now he's denying it. Must have been his body double.
Unfortunately, yeah. They've got him on tape with two different times.
Yeah.
So that, you know, when you recorded, and you know, you recorded it probably 1,500 times a day and not even know it.
We got Keith.
Right.
Keith, you there?
Coach, how you doing? Hey, Doc.
Hey, Mr. Glenn.
You must be talking about the Patriots' latest scandal.
Yeah.
We're talking about how dumb a
$7 million man can be if he goes to a massage parlor for $79.
Well, you know, the Patriots had their deflate gate. Maybe we could call this their inflate gate.
Oh, wow.
Well, one of the guys on the air to this week said, well, look at that. It's pretty cool. He's got 7 rings. He's got 6 Super Bowl and 1 prostitution.
Oh,
well,
boy.
There's some other people, too. The actor from Empire is not too bright. He was our runner-up for Idiot of the Week.
He was in first place up until yesterday.
Yeah, he was.
Who's this?
And then, of course, R. Kelly has 10 sexual assault accounts against him. He turned himself in last night in Chicago.
Yeah, that guy should be thrown in the garbage can.
Are you taking bets in Vegas on all these guys?
They're still kind of strict here. They seem to want to only have sports. But
that's probably smart.
You're going to see Academy Awards, and you're going to see MVP and all that other. So.
Two unfortunate things happened. They were trying to get in
West Virginia, but they were afraid of upsetting the
One unfortunate thing was that Boeheim hit and killed a guy in a car accident on leaving a game the other night. Fortunately, he doesn't drink and stopped and did everything right, and he should be okay. The guy died, but whenever you pass an accident nowadays, boy, you got to slow down and you got to see what's going on, especially in bad weather.
Well, he tried to avoid the car, and that's when he hit the driver. The driver was drunk and wandering around the freeway, I guess.
Good. Well, I got a great trivia question for you, Mr. Glantz.
I'm not too good at those, but go ahead.
Out of the 10 hotels in the world that have the most rooms, how many are in Vegas?
Probably 9 or 10.
No, only 6.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
You know, I was going to get on Las Vegas Boulevard and Tropicana, the four hotels, the MGM, the York, New York, Excalibur.
Well, Luxor, MGM, Excalibur, and the Mandalay Bay were all in the top ten.
Yeah, they have more rooms than I think any city in the country. Just those four hotels.
Well, if you include Tropicana, New York, New York, I'm sure. I know they have more than San Francisco because we added those up. But here's a great question for you, Doc, and you get to go first.
Okay.
The rooms, the MGM. If you spent a night in each room, how long would it take you until you were in the same room twice?
It would be more than 5 years, I'll bet.
I could
a lot more than 5 years.
It's going to be 20
years. You got a glance? You got to get shot.
It's going to be at least, let me think for a second, at least maybe 15 years, somewhere around there.
18.
18? Yeah, I know.
Wow.
It's up there.
18 years and 3 months. Now, if you added Luxor, MGM, Excalibur, and Mandalay Bay, all those rooms together, how long would it take you to stay in the room twice if you moved every day?
Twice?
Yeah.
Your lifetime.
Well, I wouldn't be alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't start
No matter how long I lived, I would not be alive.
You're probably talking, a total of what? 40 years, 35 years, 40 years.
58 years and 4 months.
Wow.
And you would never leave the corner of Tropicana and Las Vegas Boulevard, and you would change rooms every day, and it would take you 58 years and three and a half, 4 months to get to the same room twice.
That's amazing.
And that's not even counting Tropicana and New York, New York.
Right, the others, yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're going to come back and get some college football, college basketball up and going. So stay tuned. You're listening to Absolute Sports, brought to you by Absolute Cabinets, our good friends at 38th and Harlan. I'm going to go turn up the heat. We'll be right back, everybody. Welcome back, everybody. Absolutely Sports here on a snowy Saturday morning in Denver, Colorado. I'm checking the score of the Louisville UVA game, 34-23 with about a minute left in the first half, Doc.
Yeah. Louisville's been hot to start the game, and they're playing very, very well. You know, these teams play each other twice a year, so Louisville's not afraid. They're used to the way Virginia plays, so playing at Louisville could be a pretty tough game.
Yeah, they hit a three-point shot as the clock ran out last year in Louisville.
Right.
And beat them there. But Duke, speaking of strange things, Shoegate. Did you watch the Duke game in North Carolina where he came out of his shoe the other night?
Yes. Yes. Oh, that's embarrassing. And he got hurt. It hurt him, too. So,
it hurt the other knee.
Yeah, and what was it, Nike? I think Nike's stock dropped right away.
Well, of course, there was I'm not on Twitter and not all those media things, but there was a bunch of people thinking it was somebody cut it on purpose and, just all this crap.
Oh, really? Oh, conspiracies. They're
conspiracy
always
conspiracy theories.
Yeah, I doubt that's going to happen. But, so who's going to be number one here coming up next week?
Well, Virginia would be.
If they win, maybe. I think Gonzaga has a pretty good claim.
They could, yeah, because their league isn't as tough as the ACC. ACC is going to get like 8 teams in it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But Gonzaga, man, they've just been beating everybody up and consistently too. But we're going to halftime, and Louisville is up by 10 over Virginia. So that'd be an interesting game to watch.
You got it, Mr. Glantz. Coming up at the top of the hour here at noon is CSU Wyoming. You got a line on that game? I'm sure that's one of the big games in Las Vegas to bet.
Which game are we talking?
Colorado State versus Wyoming.
Okay. Colorado State opened 10. They're now sitting at either 10.5 or 11.
Well, that's big.
But I agree with Doc. I think Gonzaga is going to be number one.
Yeah, but I think Virginia can still hang on to a number one seed, and I think Duke will probably still hang on to a number one seed, depending on the ACC tournament.
Oh, the seeding, yeah. You know, you got four top seeds. So Gonzaga will get one of them, Virginia, Duke, and who would it be? Kentucky, maybe.
Kentucky or Tennessee?
I think it all kind of depends on Williamson for Duke, if he's going to show up or not. I mean, I don't know how long he's out for. They just said he was out. You know, I don't know how bad his knee is, but...
Yeah, it's true.
And then the NBA, they're changing their rules again. Now you can start drafting kids out of high school. You could be 18. So, this kid probably would have went to the NBA immediately instead of going to Duke, you know. But
they should do it the way football does. You got to finish your junior year before you can be drafted.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will ruin college basketball. It definitely will.
Well, there were a lot of kids who have delusions that they're that great and they're going to wait to get drafted, not get drafted, or not make a team, and then can't go to college and improve their game.
Yep. Yep.
Give us a couple other lines. CU's playing Washington tonight. And UCLA's playing Oregon, Mr. Glantz.
Well, let me look them up. Let's see.
CU was
Washington
getting 6.5 against
eight.
Washington. They lost to Washington State the other night by 2.
Yeah. Washington opened 8, and they're still 8 over Colorado. UCLA opened 1.5, and they're basically 1.5 over Oregon.
Well, you just don't know which UCLA team shows up, Doc.
Well, and even if the team shows up, they only show up for a half. I mean, you know, they tried their best to snatch defeat from victory on Thursday against Oregon State, for Pete's sake. They were leading by like 7 or 8 points with 2 minutes left and just barely hung on and won by 1.
Yeah, Colorado missed a 3-pointer at the buzzer and lost by 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, that game was so bizarre. A lot of times when I was coaching, you know the refs got together before the game and said, you know, we haven't called this in a while, you know, traveling, or we haven't called a charge, or, you know, they start looking for stuff that they talk themselves into. There must have been 9 charging calls that weren't charging calls, that weren't charges in the CU Washington State both ways. They just thought that was the way to call it. Call a charge. Call a charge.
Yeah.
Which gets frustrating when the guy's still moving and he's not there.
That's right.
You know that's what they read up on, and that's what they're gonna that's what they're blowing the whistle on, and it got both teams in trouble foul wise.
And that's what always has bothered me is. You know, calling the charges when the defensive guy is still shuffling his feet, he's moving around, and yet you call a charge on the other player. Yeah, that's not right.
Well, what's frustrating is they're moving around, and then they're falling backwards before they're even hit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, taking those Euro flops.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
But March Madness coming up here pretty soon. Duke playing us at Syracuse today. That should be a decent game. And Boeheim is going to coach. Boy, that's just such a shame that he got in that that accident. But he was doing everything right and was charged with nothing. And that's the good sign of it.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hi, Mr. Glantz, I got one more trivia question for you here.
Sure.
McDonald's, how many people do they serve a day? Not your McDonald's. Just all McDonald's combined.
How many McDonald's are there?
Thousands. I think there's 4,500.
I don't know.
I'll take a guess.
All right, go, Doc.
300 million.
Million.
300 million is a little high.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. Only 69 million people served today.
Oh. Wow.
And the sad news, another company's going out of business. Mr. Glantz, you should tell your wife that if she has a chance to go down and shop, Payless Shoes is closing. They're 1,200 locations.
Yeah, I read about that. They're just closing in the U.S. They're staying open overseas. Payless Shoes, yeah. Joining the ranks.
Somebody said on
that, all these other places.
One of the comedians last night on said, "Yeah, Payless Shoes is closing all their locations, and that's going to be, you know, $300 or $400 worth of stuff."
Yeah.
Who would have thought that buy one get one free is not going to work?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, getting back to college basketball, you know, Duke is only a 5-point favorite at Syracuse today. You know, I think this kid is probably worth 3.5-4 points, so we're probably looking at probably they would have been maybe an 8.5-9-point favorite at Syracuse.
Right.
And another interesting game is, and I'm trying to find the current line, is Kentucky, who, you know, Kentucky has really improved from their kind of shaky start in the beginning of the season. They're playing against Auburn, and I'm trying to
I think they're 7.5-point favorites.
How many?
7.5?
No, I think that's a little high. I think they're closer to 5, 5.5 for me.
5.
But they're a team to watch in the tournament.
Another good game today is if they can win out, Kansas State can actually win the Big 12 the first time in 15 years that Kansas would not have won the Big 12. Well, stay tuned. We're going to take off for a quick break. Come back and do some trivia and do some more college basketball. Welcome back, everybody. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, just 30 minutes away, is the pregame for the CSU-Wyoming game, the Border War in basketball, and Wyoming is pretty pathetic this year, so look for CSU to get a big win, Doc.
Well, good for them. I hope so. My son's alma mater.
That's true. CU's schedule came up for football next year. They got a great home schedule. They play Nebraska at home, Air Force at home, Colorado State at Mile High Stadium. And then they also take on Washington, Stanford, and SC, all in Boulder.
Great. That means they have to play UCLA out here at the Rose Bowl.
That's true.
Goody-goody. Well, I don't know whether that's goody-goody or not, but, yeah, actually probably is goody-goody because the Bruins should be better this year. Well, they couldn't be much worse this year. So.
Well, the Buffs had a great recruiting class. They got 6 or 8 guys for the offensive and defensive line that are all like 320. This new coach likes big guys, and he got some enormous. I mean, I don't know if CU has enough money to feed them.
Yeah, well, I don't know what's going to happen out here with SC and UCLA. Neither one of them had great recruiting classes this year, and yet both schools are claiming, well, we were just recruiting for need this year. We're just recruiting for need. We've got the people that we needed in place. Well, the Bruins were like 3-9 last year. So, you know, if they're thinking that those kids are the ones that are going to be great this year, I don't know what they're thinking or why.
Well, SC recruited, since it's only need, they recruited people to actually go to class for the football team.
Yeah, right, yeah, for the football team.
For the football team.
Yeah.
It's really hard to recruit people that have the same name as the football players.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That makes it tougher. Yeah,
it's tough. It's tough to recruit that way. You got to, you know, you got to get a lot of Bob Browns and Bill Robinsons and stuff to be able to send one to class and one to play football.
Right, with high GPAs. Yeah, at least one of them has to have a high GPA.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh well.
Mr. Glantz.
Yes, sir.
Pro Football College Football Hall of Famer Fred Biletnikoff. His birthday is today. How old is he?
I would say 65. No.
Doc?
I would say he's older than that, I think. 76.
76 on the nose.
All right.
Wow.
Former NFL player Ed Too Tall Jones, the twin of Bob Too Short Jones. How old are they today? Keith?
Let me think. Ed Too Tall Jones, jeez. 62.
Doc?
Again, I think a little older. I'll try 68.
Are you reading these somewhere?
I might be.
You might be. Ah, that's cold. And Keith is getting old because everything he picks is young.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
there you go.
Keith, we'll give you a young one here. Dakota Fanning's birthday is today.
I have no idea.
25. There you go. Good guess. And
yeah,
one more, and then Peter Fonda. Speaking of young.
Well, Peter Fonda. 87.
Doc?
Well, I tell you what, Coach. I would guess, but you know, he was the one. Peter Fonda was in, what was the movie with Jack
Easy Nicholson? Rider.
Easy Rider. Man, that was a long time ago. He's a little older than I am. I'd say 79.
Exactly. Very good. Nice list you have there, Doc.
Yeah. I get the same paper you do, apparently. Hey, by the way, I've been converting old 8mm films over from 8mm to DVDs that my parents owned.
Right.
And when we were out in Hawaii, there's one of me as a kid meeting Henry Fonda at the airport and James Cagney. Yeah.
And they were both very old at the time.
And they were both, yeah. Well, Cagney was about as tall as I was, but Henry Fonda was, was very tall, very tall. So.
Yeah, Henry Fonda, we did a, when I was running for the state legislature, we bought out the Young Dems bought out the Kennedy Center for the last night of the first Monday in October with Jane Alexander as the first woman Supreme Court Justice.
Oh, yeah.
And Henry Fonda was playing the Chief Justice.
Oh.
We had a little, for all of us that were running for office, got to meet Henry then.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
And you know, and you know what I asked him?
What'd you ask him, Coach?
Where's Jane?
yeah, I bet, yeah.
And is Bridget showing up for this?
Yeah, exactly.
Something else in history. In 1954, I was one of the second or third classes to have this done too. The first mask inoculation of school children against polio, the Sockvals vaccine in Pittsburgh to 5,000 students. And we were the second one in Fort Lee, New Jersey, when my dad was getting his doctorate at at Columbia. We got to be the guinea pigs for that.
Wow. Yeah, they were using sugar cubes, weren't they?
Well, no, they had actually vaccines then. Later on, it went to sugar cubes.
Okay. I must have gotten mine later on then with the sugar cube. Yeah.
Yeah, I got mine sugar cubes. You must really be old there, Coach.
Yeah.
No, I just happened to be in the right school district.
Yeah, no, you're right, Keith. He is.
Somebody said, I met somebody the other day that was 40, and I said, you know, I got socks older than you.
That's right.
You know, a sad thing happened in Colorado last week, and I don't want to go without saying how much this guy will be missed. T.J. Cunningham, who was the assistant principal at Aurora Hinckley, played for Colorado in the early 90s, played high school football for Overland, lived down to Aurora, and was assistant principal out there at Hinckley. And he and somebody else got in an argument about parking places, so they decided to meet at the school and box it out. Unfortunately, the other guy brought a gun and shot TJ three times and killed him.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
And TJ was a heck of a guy. You saw him play. I think he played
right?
in that bowl game that we went to in the Fiesta Bowl.
Oh,
this
okay.
was recently,
he was a
correct?
Tight end.
Coach?
But what a stupid thing to do. Yeah. I mean, the other guy
I think Keith
too.
Is trying to talk to you, Coach.
Yeah, Keith.
Yeah, this was recently, right?
It was last Sunday.
Yeah, I read about that. That was terrible. It was all over a parking space.
Yeah, it was all over. They both wanted this parking place in front of their apartment building, and he said, well, we'll just box it out. If you keep taking it, I keep taking it. And the other guy showed up, and it was weird. The other guy's name was Marcus Johnson, no relation to the UCLA basketball player.
Right.
But shows up with a gun, and TJ shows up with, ready just to fight. I don't know. If you're going to fight for it, fine, but don't bring a gun or a knife.
Not the way
he
used to be.
He was such a good guy. They were talking about him in the paper today about when kids come into his office, and he would ask them, who's the most important person in your life? And they would say their mom or their dad or their brothers or their sisters. And he'd hand them a mirror and go, now tell me who's the most important person in your life. You've got to believe you are.
Yeah.
And he was doing a great job out there, and it's just such a sad thing to happen to a good guy. But, with the way guns are these days, who knows how. You know, I would never flip somebody off or get pissed at somebody driving, because you don't know who's carrying guns or not.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Just nuts. Mr. Glantz, besides the Pac-12 and the Big West, who's the Mountain West and the Pac-12, who else is coming to Vegas for tournaments?
I think we have three or four. I can't. Let's see. Who else?
Well, the Big West usually comes there, too. Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back for our last one. I'm going to give you some baseball trivia, because baseball starts today, Rockies. By the way, Kershaw went down again.
I know.
Kershaw. We'll talk about that when we come back. Hang on. Welcome back to Absolutely Sports, everybody. The Doc, Mr. Glantz from Las Vegas, with the updated odds on college basketball today. And also starting today is a spring training game, Doc.
I can't wait, Coach. It's time for
baseball.
What's
wrong with Kershaw?
I don't know. I think he's just getting old. No, he's had some subpar workouts, and so he's going to kind of back off for a little while and work on more of the working out rather than the actual pitching for a while.
Well, that's not good. You got like a $93 million contract with him.
Yeah, I know. Well, he hasn't been diagnosed with anything, so, he's just going to try and take it a little easier. He's, getting a little long in the teeth, getting old,
Yeah, what is he, 34?
Yeah, you know how it goes. Yeah.
When you think 34 is old, that is really depressing.
Yeah, it is. By the way, don't forget, guys, we have football tonight. We have football. 6 o'clock your time, Coach.
What's the game on television?
It's going on the NFL channel. It's Memphis at Orlando. And by the way, Memphis played a much better game than anybody expected last week against Arizona. So
they still haven't won a ball game, though, have they?
I don't think so.
By the way, Virginia tied up Louisville. It was 41-all the last time I looked.
It's 44-41 Louisville right now. But that's okay. They're coming back. They're coming back.
Yeah, that's gonna be good. So, if you want to watch some basketball, if you can't watch the game, which is on the Rocky Station, AT&T Rocky Mountain, tune in to 1340 right here. Where we'll be carrying the game on the radio.
There you go. All right.
That's why we got up early.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a little easier today, Doc. I didn't have to drive anywhere. I didn't have to go anywhere. I just went down to my storage room and pulled out my gear. I bought this remote gear in 1989.
Wow.
The first year we did the show, we used to do the Super Bowl remote and high school football.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's hanging in there, apparently.
Apparently better than me.
just like my Sensui amplifier from 1967.
Well, I think I'm going to send you some 8mm films to fix.
To have converted? Yeah, do it.
Where'd you get yours done?
There's a camera shop here that does it. I understand now that Costco can do it too, so you could actually do it there. But
well, I'll check Sam's Club, see if they do it.
Yeah, they might, yeah.
Because I've got a bunch of ones from the 1960s where we did a trip all through the mountain farm belt.
Oh yeah,
my dad was working for Kennedy, and we went to a bunch of picnics and campaigning through the farm belt. And there's a picture of me behind JFK on a stage. On an 8mm that I would love to get a hard picture of.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure. Well, one of the surprises for me was, you know, when I was a kid, we lived out here in Long Beach. We went to the Rose Bowl parade one New Year's Day, and you know, had good seats and everything. You know, Dad being a Navy captain, he got some good seats to it. And the surprise for me was, guess who the Grand Marshal was? And was that year, and was milling around with the rest of us.
What year?
I believe it was 1960, 59 or 60.
59 or 60. Dan Blockert.
No, not even close. Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Are you kidding me?
Nah, I'm not kidding. I wouldn't kid you. That's something like that. There he was. Right in the middle of the whole movies. There he was.
Well, I'd love to have our home movies took together. I'll be standing next to Kennedy, and you can be standing next to Tricky Dick.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Too funny.
So
that is humorous. Did
hey,
you
coach.
Did you coach. Hit the?
Apparently, he can't hear you very well, Keith.
No, I guess not.
There
coach,
you go.
You
I'm
there?
Sorry, Keith.
The conference tournaments that you asked about.
Yeah.
Of course, Mountain West, which is, you know, UNLV. But Pac-12 is going to be played at the T-Mobile, which is where the Golden Knights play. But West Coast Conference will be here, so we'll get to see Gonzaga, and the WAC will also be here. So we have four tournaments that are in Vegas.
Well, I tell you, they have the hotel rooms for them.
Oh, yeah. The last two, they're going to be played at the Orleans arena that they have outside. I think it holds 5,000 to 7,000, maybe 7,000. And of course, when Gonzaga plays, they sell out. BYU also sells out over there. So
I saw North Carolina play there when I was living down in Vegas at the end of 2011. I can't remember who they played. It was a great. It was the UNLV, I think. No, because they played at Orleans. They were playing somebody in a tournament. one of those Thanksgiving tournaments. But Orleans has a nice facility.
Yes.
And
I guess the Raiders have may have found a place to play until they can move to Vegas.
They're staying in Oakland, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's too bad. I thought it was kind of cool that Oakland said, no, we don't want you anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Keith, what do you think the chances are of this new football league making it?
Well, it's backed by the NFL, so I got to think that it has a decent shot. I mean, it's probably going to be better. Once they expand, it'll be better football than arena football. So I would think that it's going to be I think they'll do okay.
Well, they got a $250 million
attendance, obviously, but and then exposure on TV if they have anyone will take any ads out. But you know, it could go either way. I mean, you know, sometimes you get too much of something, and I think we've had enough football for a while, but apparently the NFL hasn't. So,
well, there's never going to be too much football.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Virginia tied up Louisville at 47, so it should be a close game all the way down to the end.
Good. There should be about 10 minutes left. I can watch the end of that game.
Yeah, 9.5. You're right. The Kentucky now is up to an eight-point favorite at home against Auburn. So they're getting a lot of respect from
linebackers. It takes a while when you've got a lot of freshmen. And you lose everybody every year. It takes them a while to get their teams together.
That's true.
And start playing together. That's why I like teams like George Mason and Butler that play for 4 years and play together for years and start playing well.
Yeah.
Old Dominion did that, and George Mason did that, some others. VCU's done that, where they get a run in the NCAA tournament because they win their division, they win their league, and then they go to, they're playing freshmen all the time. And I don't care how much you play, you're still a freshman.
Yeah, I'd much rather see a team that plays well together than a lot of flashy stuff going on, but nobody's playing together.
Well, you know what you run into, and I'm sure Keith can confirm this. You run into kids who can make great plays and slam dunk and in your face and then miss 6 free throws.
Right, right, exactly, yeah.
Well, they don't practice free throws. You know, they want to make the highlights on ESPN, but they don't want to win the ball game. I had a kid who was a really good scorer for me, and the other team decided that all his points were going to come from the line and see if he could hit free throws when he only had 2 baskets, but he was 18 for 18 from the line.
Right, right, exactly.
So you couldn't leave practice until you hit 10 straight when we had practices.
Right, exactly, yeah. Well, yeah, we don't even need to talk about stuff like that because UCLA still is in the paper this week. Again, they're still spinning like 2 days a week on fundamentals, individual fundamentals, middle school stuff, Coach. Middle school stuff.
Now, this is how you put your socks on.
Right.
And exactly. And unless you're Duke, this is how you put your shoes on.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Well, everybody have a great day. Stay warm. Get out and shovel your walks. And it's cold here, but it's supposed to be 44 degrees tomorrow, Doc, and hopefully all the snow will be gone.
And you had snow in Vegas, too, didn't you, Keith?
We sure did, but it's going to be in the 70s the end of next week, so it's warming up. And they did close the schools yesterday because they were afraid for the icy streets. So
you got it. Thanks,
all
Keith.
Right.
There was snow in Malibu yesterday, too. Bye, everybody.